Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Cheryl Fritz sitting in this Wednesday morning, halfway through the work week. Looks like the fog has burned off in the area. Looking to see another extraordinarily warm day, expecting to set, break records, temperature records around the state once again today. We'll be talking with Jim Geyer, meteorologist, about that in just a little bit. The immigration issue, of course, is huge. It's very controversial. Hopefully, we're going to be able to talk with Chris Harris about this. But one of the things we plan to talk to him about are actually some of the definitions and how words are used and misused in the discussion on immigration. So I was looking up some information about it that I found interesting and kind of clarifying. Of course, an immigrant in popular usage is generally understood to be a person who migrates to another country for permanent residence. And under this definition, therefore, an immigrant is an alien admitted to the U.S. as a lawful permanent resident. This emphasis in the definition is upon the presumption that the immigrant followed U.S. laws and procedures in establishing residence in our country, and he or she wishes to reside here permanently, and he or she swears allegiance to our country, or at least solemnly affirms that he or she will observe and respect our laws and our Constitution. Alternatively, an illegal alien is a foreigner who does not owe allegiance to our country and who has violated our laws and customs in establishing residence in our country. He or she, therefore, is a criminal under applicable U.S. law. The term illegal alien is used by U.S. citizens who believe that non-citizens entering our country must comply with our immigration laws. The term illegal alien is predicated upon U.S. immigration law, which requires foreigners entering the U.S. to comply with our country's rules and laws regarding entry into and residence within our country. Now, the term undocumented immigrant is actually, by definition, according to this article, an oxymoron. The parts are conflicting. An immigrant is synonymous with a permanent legal resident. And that is not true of an illegal alien. The old term for a document authorizing permanent legal resident is a green card. The term undocumented is derived from the accurate term undocumented aliens, who are often called border crossers. Proper terms are illegal alien or undocumented alien, but not undocumented immigrant. Although commonly used, the term documented alien actually refers to foreign nationals who have an expired non-immigrant visa. So just trying to clear up, because people are intermixing the terms sometimes, and that makes it a little bit confusing. Just yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly moved to implement a host of immigration enforcement changes ordered by President Trump, directing the agency heads to hire thousands more officers to end what has been so-called a catch-and-release policies that begin to work on the president's promised U.S.-Mexico border wall. It's in the national interest of the United States to prevent criminals and criminal organizations from destabilizing border security, Kelly wrote in one of two memos that were released Tuesday by the department. The memos follow up on Trump's related executive actions from January and, in their heart, aim to toughen enforcement by expanding the categories of illegal immigrants targeted for deportation. The changes would spare so-called dreamers, quote unquote. It's on a conference call with reporters. A DHS official stressed that the directives would not affect Obama-era protections for illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children and others given a reprieve in 2014. But outside those exemptions, Kelly wrote that DHS no longer will accept classes or categories of removable aliens from potential enforcement. A DHS official says the agencies are going back to our traditional roots on enforcement. The memos cover a sprawling set of initiatives, including including prioritizing criminal illegal immigrants and others for deportation, including those convicted or charged with any criminal offense or have abused any public welfare program. I am told we have Christopher Harris on the line now. We're going to go out to Chris. He is the executive director of Unhyphenated America. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Cheryl.
Good to have you with us today. One of the talking points that I got from my producer to speak with you, it caught me off guard and it was interesting. The topic said, why should an immigrant identify with an illegal alien when shoppers do not identify with shoplifters? I had to think about that for a while, and I just before we got a hold of you, kind of read some definitions of illegal aliens and immigrants, and to not have those phrases get interchanged or misunderstood.
Exactly. That's, back in August of 2014, in fact, I wrote an article on our Unhyphenated America webpage. It was saying redefining words equals redefining America. And that's essentially what the left has done, Cheryl. They've went about redefining the language and the lexicon that we use, and many conservatives actually have fallen into it, where we start using these words and we're giving credence to the left, what their agenda is, because we're referring to, like you said, and I was listening as you were saying, we're referring to people as undocumented immigrants. Well, an immigrant is a legal term. You have to have come into the country legally to be an immigrant, when, the proper term, of course, is illegal alien. And, it's one of those things, it's almost like when we say democracy, our democracy. And the United States is not a democracy. It never has been a democracy. It was created to be a constitutional republic. But yet, the more that we keep using the phrase democracy, it legitimizes what the left tries to do. And it's the same thing with the whole illegal alien thing, by referring to them as undocumented immigrants, or even though if they're being charitable, they'll say illegal immigrant, which, once again, that's not even a correct term.
Well, why does it seem so, it seems sort of obvious to some folks, if you're here illegally, I'm sorry, if you have to go back, but you knew the whole time you were here illegally, that this day may come.
Well, it's amazing also to me, because nobody has a problem with breaking up a family by sending, a mother, a father, a child, whatever. If you commit any other crime, if you get stuck on stupid and decide to break into someone's home, you're going to jail.
That's right.
And if you are a husband and you're the sole income earner, your wife and children are left with no income. And nobody is going to sit there and go, but don't send him to jail, because his wife and kids would be left with no income. Or if you're a mother who, commits some crime or whatever like that, and you have kids at home, nobody's going to say, don't send her to jail, she has young children at home. Well, no, your children then become wards of the state, and you're going to jail. So why is it that we've allowed people to, tug on your heartstrings and say it's so terrible to deport someone when they violated the law? And just from another analogy I like to use, same thing is if you steal a car. If you steal my car,
very
because
short
you know
on
your
time.
Child wants to wants a Mustang. If I have a Mustang and you know your child wants a Mustang for his 16th birthday, you have no means to buy it. So what do? You see me driving around. I go in a store. You steal my Mustang and you put a bow on it and give it to me.
We gotta go, Chris.